Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Hello, world. Hello. Hi, everybody. Hello, world. This is me. This is me. This is you. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Frankie. That's it. Okay. Our title today is Success and Achievement. Now, I can speak for myself also, but I have other philosophers here that are going to help me explain what it is. Okay, so we're going to start off with a few philosophies first. First, I want to mention to you, you know, it's a certain success. The word, okay, the positive is it's between your ears. That's the positive. Now, the negative is doubt. Must never, never doubt yourself. But if you do, you just have to start over again, succeed. So I'm going to speak about myself, and then we're going to go into the philosophies about things that happen. In the 80s, I read Creative Visualization with Shakti Gawain, and I got her tape about, I'm going to say it, the future is now. Yes, 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 yes. Just hold on. Hold on, everybody. I'm back again. Just had a intruder come in. Maybe nobody's listening. I don't know. Okay, so in the 80s, the future is now, when I was walking after Shakti Gawain, which is today, is The Secret. Okay? And The Secret, everybody knows about. The thing is you're already there. It's you take it. Let's say, you wonderful people, I give you $10 million, okay? I bet you any money, okay, there's another caller in. I just want, before I go any further, I'll repeat it again. Say we talked about the future is now, okay? That's the success is really between the years, and that's a positive of success. The negative of success is doubt, doubting yourself, which is not good. But in the 80s, I got Creative Visualization to you people who are listening. And in Creative Visualization, I was walking with a girlfriend in the 80s, and after, she says to me, "You're walking like a celebrity." She says, "Nobody knows you." So I told her about creative Shakti Gawain and her creative visualization, that you're already there. You're already there. You got to feel it. So the way to feel it is, let's say that I give you, any one of you that is listening, if I give you $10 million, how will your vibration change? How will you feel? Right? Your vibration, your body would change it, and it would probably get lighter. That I just got an answer from somebody, that their vibration would get lighter. So, and that will be next week's topic. We'll be talking about going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, which is your higher self. And that's going to be fascinating. I'm excited about doing that one next Monday. But anyway, back to, I'm walking in the 80s, just like I'm a celebrity, which nobody knew me. And then all of a sudden, I have met up with one of my doctor's friends, and he says, "Will you go over and check these people out?" I went and checked these people out because they weren't well. And I met the nephew of the president of a television show, big time television show, which I won't mention right now, whatever. And that was in 1988. So I told him I'm a doctor of humor, and da 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 da. We had coffee, and he went and told his uncle, who owns the television station, which I can't mention. And Steve Allen, the legendary comedian, was flying in to my country and to be on TV. So they phoned me and said, hey, be on with Steve Allen, the legendary comedian. So that shows you. That was in 1988. I have it on tape, by the way. I'm not So it's true. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. I mean, I know other men's names, and I forgot them, but Donald Trump is one I could explain that he lost all his money. Remember? He made it back again. So if you've made big money and lost it, you can make big money again because it's right in your genes. So as I said, the secret is the one that would help you realize. There's still a lot of people don't. But you remember the negative. What did I say? The negative is doubt. So we're going to talk about achievement right now and success. Okay? Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. Thank you, Booker T. Washington. Achievement. Robert Louis Stevenson, thank you for this one. That man is a success who has lived well. He's laughed often and loved much. Who has gained the respect of intelligent men and the love of children. Who has filled his niche and accomplished his tasks. Who leaves the world better than he found it, whether by an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who never lacked appreciation of earth's beauty or failed to express it, who looked for the best in others and gave the best he had. Okay, Henry David Thoreau, it's your turn. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success, with a success unexpected in common hours. See, so in other words, it's back to the secret again, which it's the latest thing. So by rising above, now, this is Abraham Lincoln's road to the White House. Now, this will show you how you never, never give up. Lincoln, he failed in business in 1831. He defeated for legislature in 1832. His second failure in business was in 1833. He suffers from a nervous breakdown in 1836. He got defeated for Speaker in 1838, defeated for Elector in 1840. He was defeated for Congress in 1843, defeated for Congress again in 1848. He was defeated for Congress, defeated for Senate in 1855. He was defeated for Vice President in 1856. He was defeated for Senate in 1858. And guess what? He was elected. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. So as I said before, never, never give up. Never. Phone number, if you want to call in, I'd like to hear from you. Its number is 347-826-7154. I repeat, just in case you didn't have your pen. Get your pen. Go on. Get your pen. Okay. 347 826-7154. Waiting here on the floor. Okay, let's get back to the next one. John Foster Dole says, the measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it's the same problem you had last year. So let's read The Road to Success with William Osler. Throw away all ambition beyond that of doing the day's work well. The travelers on the road to success live in the present, heedless of taking thought for the moral. Live neither in the past nor in the future, but let each day work absorb your entire energies and satisfy your widest ambitions. So that's living in the now. Now that's what children do, and that's what we have to go back to, is to have our brains empty, completely emptiness. That's enlightenment, by the way. Emptiness is enlightenment. So, here we go again. Show me a thoroughly satisfied man, and I will show you a failure. Thomas A. Edison said that. Okay, let's talk about efficiency. The right man in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way. Here is a recipe for greatness. To bear up under loss, to fight the bitterness of defeat and the weakness of grief, to be victor over anger, to smile when tears are closed, to resist disease and evil men and base instincts, to go on when it would seem good to die, to look up with unquenchable faith in something ever more about to be. That is what any man can do and be great. Next. Even the woodpecker owes his success to the fact that he uses his head and keeps pecking away until he finishes the job he starts. Benjamin Disraeli said, the secret of success is consistency of purpose. Amen. Love that one. Here's the ladder of achievement. Okay, we're going to talk about percentage. 100%. This is the ladder. I'm going to start at the highest. Ladder of achievement. I'm going to repeat that again. 100% equals I did. 90% I will. 80% I can. 70% of achievement, I think I can. 60% says I might. 50% I think I might. 40% is, what is it? 30%, I wish I could. 20%, I don't know how. 10%, I can't. 0%, well, guess what that one is? I won't. Okay, now let's get into the other. This is the treasure chest, the inspiration of achievement. So remember, your vibration changes. That's what she had explained to me, and I did not know in the 80s, that she says, you're walking like a celebrity, that I was already there. That is the secret. Don't doubt. Do never, never doubt yourself. Okay. I think I did that one again. This is Bessie Stanley, though, so I'm going to read this one again. This one's Achievement and Success title. He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has gained the respect of intelligent men and the love of little children, which I've already repeated, but I'm going to repeat it again, who has filled his niche and accomplished his task, who has left the world better than he found it, whether by an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who has never lacked appreciation of Earth's beauty or failed to express it, who has always looked for the best in others and given the best he had, whose life was an inspiration, whose memory a benediction. Thanks, Bessie A. Stanley. Next. Success is the persistent achievement of a worthy, challenging goal. Great, eh? Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. Okay, whenever you hear of a man doing a great thing, you may be sure that behind it somewhere is a great background. It may be a mother's training, a father's example, a teacher's influence, or an intense experience of his own. But it has to be there, or else the great achievement does not come, no matter how favorable the opportunity. If you have anything really valuable to contribute to this world, it will come through the expression of your own personality, that single spark of divinity that sets you off and makes you different from every other living creature. Thanks, Bruce Parton. Self-trust is the first secret of success. That's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Thank you for that. Triumph is just oomph added to try. Success comes from mastering defeat. I'm going to repeat that one. That's a good one, world. Success comes from mastering defeat. The man who makes no mistakes does not usually make anything. Another one. You can do anything if you do not care who gets the credit for it. That is a wonderful one. That is a great one. You can do anything if you do not care who gets the credit for it. And that's the ego that gets in touch and is a loser. Ego stands for E-G-O, edging God out. So that shows you what can be done. Okay. Where have I got the rest of this? Where did I put it? Okay, I'm going to do a few philosophies. Anybody wants a call? Change your name even. Change your voice. Put a stocking over the voice so you can speak your question. And I'll tell you no lie. I promise you. Here we go. The letters of gratitude. Before I get into this philosophy, I must share with you about talk about success. This happened in around September 2014 at the NAPW, National Association of Professional Women. The power to be you, or the power to be everybody. They sent me a thing that it is a pleasure to inform me that my membership has been approved by the Professional Association from New York. You were considered for the honor because of your outstanding leadership, commitment within your profession, and employment as Dr. Phila Goodstein, which is really not my real name. But what can I tell you? I had to run with it. Okay. Go on with what your heart tells you, or you will lose all. That means got letters. This is from the gratitude. Understanding the first step to acceptance, and only with acceptance can there be recovery. Be weird, be random, be who you are, because you never know who would love the person you hide. Thank you, RJA, for that. Don't change so people will like you. Come on, okay? Be yourself. And the right people will love you. True. Have faith. When you step outside your comfort zone for the higher purpose, the universe supports you in every way. Now, here comes another one. I love when you look at someone with a smile on your face. And they break into a smile back at you. Not because they know why you're smiling, but because you're happy. And that's enough to make them happy. Now, another thing. Allow yourself to rest. Your soul speaks to you in the quiet moments in between your thoughts. Yes, 5 a.m. in the morning, I wake up, I get all these ideas. It's quiet, silence, wonderful. Okay, here we go. We don't want to go into any more of these. Keep things light because we've been doing really well. If you expect the world, I'm going to read that again. If you expect the world to be fair with you because you are fair, you're fooling yourself. That's like expecting the lion not to eat you because you didn't eat him. Interesting. If you don't fit in, then you're probably doing the right thing. Interesting, eh? When you meet the other half of your soul, you will understand why all the others let you go. When you meet the one who deserves your heart, you'll understand why things didn't work out with everyone else. Zig Ziglar. If people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you. Thank you, Ziggy. This is another one for everybody. Don't worry about getting old. Worry about thinking old. That's the secret. I will neither grow up nor grow old. I will just age disgracefully with a smile. Okay. The universe is so well balanced that the mere fact that you have a problem also serves a sign that there is a solution. There is always a solution for a problem. A positive solution, by the way, I will say. Okay, now, Zig Ziglar, again, I love you. You were born to win, but to be the winner, you must plan to win and prepare to win. Then, and only then, can you legitimately expect to win. Thanks, Ziggy. Do it now. Sometimes later becomes never. Now, there's one here that says how to be alone without feeling lonely. Now, this one is, I think, the majority of people would say, how to be alone without feeling lonely? Well, I'll tell you. What's worse than being alone is a question. And what's the answer? It's wishing you were alone. Now, I'm going to be signing off soon because I think you've had a lot of knowledge here, I hope. Standing alone is better than standing with people who hurt you. Good. Marilyn Monroe said this. People are funny. They ask you a question, and when you're honest, they're shocked. Because it is true. And if you're honest, they don't believe you anyway. That's amazing how people are. Now, we only hurt others because we don't love ourselves. Come on. Learning to truly love yourself changes your relationship with everyone. I wish you would call and not be shy because I could make more successes for everybody. Okay, I'm going to end up with Rumi, R-U-M-I, who said that we all should live this way. Live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. I like that. How about I say it again? Okay, here we go. Live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. Amen. I'm going to sign off with a song, and I don't even know what the song is, but I'm going to sign off with it anyway. Okay. I want you guys to have the end of this week. It's going to be a lunar eclipse. It's going to be a very powerful time next weekend. So enjoy it, too. I just want to make sure I saw Kay Pacha in astrology. And that's what he told me, and I believe him. Guess what? It's not working, this one. So maybe we will put on this one. Let's just play Cool Frankie. I like Cool Frankie. I think you guys like him, too. Here. Oh, yeah. This means relax. Relax. Remember the breathing. Breathe in. Counting to eight. Breathe out. Counting to eight. All you have to do is do that three times. Counting to eight. And counting out at eight. Breathing in. And breathing out. Three times. When you get to remember the breath is very powerful. Always remember to breathe, breathe, breathe. Okay, everybody. Think positive. You're there already. Wherever you wish to be, feel it. Feel it. By the way, talking about that, I got something for you. Laugh as long as you breathe. Okay? And love as long as you live. Oh, I got another one. I can't say no to you yet, you guys. I have the deepest affection for intellectual conversations. The ability to just sit and talk about love, about life, about anything, about everything. To sit under the moon with all the time in the world. The full-speed train that is our lives, slowing to a crawl, bound by no obligations, barred by no human limitations, to speak without regret or fear of consequence, to talk for hours and about what's really important in life. Isn't that the truth? Okay, see you next week. We might even go to the second dimension, and I will share with you what the second dimension is, gentlemen, because there's a few of you men out there in the second dimension. And I'll tell you secretly what that means. But we're going to go from third, which is earth, to the fifth. Amen. Higher self. Okay. Oh, take care. Be well. To be continued. Love you all. Bye for now.